The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Let me check the latest data from the polls, the Nate Silvers. Yes, I'm Travis, big dog, woof, McElroy.
He almost forgot to say a dog thing.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. He was talking about like Nate Silver, and then he was like, oh, shit, but I'd have to do
it. Oh, Nate Silver's the name of my dog.
All right, and I'm Griffin McElroy. Give me $10.
Whoa.
Look who's good enough to podcast. When the time to collect the bill comes due, the little red hen comes poking back around.
Well, I don't think that's the moral of the little red hen, Justin.
The little red hen who's too good. I always get that one confused. There's a grasshopper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That saves all the seeds.
Mm-hmm. No. The grasshopper does a bad job.
Okay, who's the kick-ass one?
I think we can all
we can all agree on is that Griffin is the bad one.
I'm a shitty brother, and this is the other thing is that gas drops for my fucking fart balloon of a son aren't cheap. So give me $10, listener. I'm coming at you with a different tone this year. I'm working on about 2 hours of sleep right now. Give me ten fucking dollars, please. Please give me $10. Not Justin, not Travis, not Max Fun Drive. This is not Max Fun Drive related. Give me $10.
Griffin needs that $10.
I'll take $5 from two of you. I need $10.
This is the Max Fun Drive, and it's time to stop stealing content. And that is this is the FBI. This is the FBI privacy warning at the beginning of this episode. If you're listening to this without donating to the Max Fun Drive, then it's a crime. It's a real crime.
You wouldn't steal a dog. Then why would you steal a podcast?
MaximumFun.org/join is the site that you can go to finally make it real, make it right.
Make it tight.
I have a new thing.
Okay.
Make it real, make it right, make it forever.
Ooh.
That's good. Yeah,
this is a lifelong commitment that we're making to ourselves. And you have locked us into creating this show forever. Well, we're locking you in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. And for $5 a month, you will receive not only the joy of supporting the shows you love, this one, but also you'll get so much bonus content that you will actually perish.
Yeah.
The sun will burn out before you have exhausted all this content.
Man. You know, we should treat Max Fun Drives more like youth church lock-ins, where it's like, we're not leaving here until we feel the spirit move tonight. You know what I mean? There's 10 people in here who I know are ready to make that commitment. They're ready to pledge their lives to my brother and me.
That's definitely not a weird vibe that people have accused us of leveraging for financial gain.
Certainly not.
No.
Listen, we're going to do show, but the thing is this, there's never been a better time to support the shows that you love. And if you can do it, obviously there's a lot of joking around here. If you can't do it, I get it. But if you can get $5 a month, $10 a month, you get all that, all the bonus content plus a magnet. Come on. MaximumFun.org/join. We need you. This is how we pay our bills. And you heard about Griffin's son.
He's got gas.
He has the worst gas. This child breathes, and when we breathe, air goes, time to go to lungs so we can oxygenate the blood and keep the body pumping. And when this little guy breathes, it's like, to tummy town we go to make more farts and burps, to hurt the son, to hurt the baby, and keep him from the sleep. But yeah. I'm not talking about that today. Today I'm talking about Max Fun Drive and what your support means to me as a man.
If you donate $500 a month, you can name Griffin's son.
That's true.
You do get the naming rights to that. That is huge.
And you know what I'm talking about right now? Riddle me piss, boys.
Oh, man. We were just starting to get into a good mood. Come on.
Riddle me piss.
Oh, riddle okay. me piss.
Now, here's what I like about that. Oh, there's many things I like about this riddle.
Can I talk about riddle.com for a second real quick? Because we did a-
Are they
a,
shutting the fuck down too?
Our Max Fun Drive bonus episode is us all mixing up the bits. We're all doing each other's bits.
That's what you're
Oops All Bix factory mix up. It's fun. And I did riddles.com. Here's what people, and a lot of people have been like, riddles.com is so dope. Here's what you don't know about riddles.com. There is not a button on there that's like sort by bad.
Yeah, right.
There's not a button on there. It's like trash riddles only. Thank you. I have a comedy podcast. You have to read through a lot of fucking brain teasers to get to the actual whatever to get to the chaff, to get the wheat out of there and find the chaff. You really have to go digging.
So I have. This was not user submitted. This was me. I did this. I put the work in so that I could do the deliverables for my brothers. And Thank it begins you. Thusly. Once upon a time, as all good riddles begin, once upon a time, John was walking in the woods to go fishing for some food but got lost. But he got across an old house and asked the owner. The owner invited John, and they began to tell a story. The old man said, once upon a time, two best friends. Now, you might be wondering at this point in the riddle, no, those two once upon a times are completely unrelated. Once upon a time, two best friends were on a deserted island. There was no food, so they began to die of hunger. They agreed to fight until one of them died. The winner would eat the loser and thus be saved. Besides, no one would ever know about that. They began to fight, and finally one of the best friends won, meaning that the other one was eaten and betrayed. Then John pulled out a gun and killed the old man at once. Why would he do it?
To eat him? For power? To eat him for power. If it's any other answer, then I feel like my time's been wasted.
Justin?
I said you get a magnet at $10 a month, and it's not that. It's an enamel pin, and I'm really sorry about that. That's my riddle, and I just solved it.
Okay.
Oh.
Pretty good start for our literal first pledge break.
I just want to mention that I boned it pretty bad.
Like an immediate mess up.
Now, here's what I want to talk about in this riddle, because the answer is the old man was the cannibal. And I feel like in this riddle, John, our hero, makes a big old leap, because the old man began by saying once upon a time and told what seems to be a made-up story about two friends on an island, one eats the other. And then John leaps to the conclusion that even though the story began once upon a time, clearly this old man was talking about himself and needed to be shot.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, that's a good point, Trav.
Yeah. I think you really undermined this riddle.
I'm starting to think these riddles aren't very good.
That's my worry.
I'm worried about it, because it's like, it's hard not to look at all the other bits now that Yahoo Answers is falling into the grave right now. And Trav, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I worry that the riddles on riddles.com aren't great. Riddles.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, Griffin, because there is a voting mechanic on riddles.com.
Oh, okay.
And this one has 45 thumbs up and 47 thumbs down. So it seems almost pretty evenly split.
It's almost nothing. It's almost a nothing riddle.
But there are folks who can't decide, like, ooh, is this John shooting an old man for telling a story? Pretty good.
Pretty good riddle.
Nice.
Stumped me. Hey, Margaret, you got to hear this one.
I didn't see it coming.
And then I suppose, in this story, John eats him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good times.
Let's answer a question. I feel like it's been so
long. Is this first question from Tim Ear?
Yes, it is, Justin.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, what a treat for me.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Tim Ear. Probably the best local newsman.
Oh, yeah.
If I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
The broadcast. Dave Lavender takes the top, like, local newsman, period.
Right.
But, like, Tim Ear, if you're going broadcast, Tim Ear's your man. Tim Ear. You know what? One thing I'll say about Tim Ear, WCC's Tim Ear. I read an interview with him where they asked him what his greatest fear was. I know I've talked about this before, but it's worth revisiting. I asked him what his greatest fear was, and you know what he said?
What?
Nothing. Yeah. No fear, Tim Ear. Let's see what's on his agenda today. Check in with No Fear Tim Ear, who loves hot sauce. Another thing about Tim
Ear. He's not afraid of the heat.
Not afraid of the heat. Not afraid of anything. Whenever I walk outside on a windy day, and you know he's always out there walking that beat, looking for scoops.
The amount of narrow casting happening right now is
it's basically just Tim Ear. I don't think the version of Tim Ear that I'm describing would even be recognizable to some of his other WSAZ colleagues. So have I. Because I referenced Bill Murray. That fool left in 2013 to go to Kentucky, where all of our most hallowed news people go.
When to die. They go to Kentucky. It's the elephant graveyard of Huntington news people.
Man, I'm just realizing that Rob Johnson's going to listen to this and get all pissed off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Rob, you need to send in a question, Rob.
Step it the fuck up, Rob.
Come on, Rob. Let's get it going. Tim Ear's on the show now.
Yeah. Now that Yahoo Answers is dead, we're going to start a segment on My Brother, Me, where we just talk about Huntington news anchors for an hour.
Should be fun.
Here's another fact about Tim Ear. He looks just like Woody from Toy Story.
True.
So much so that he used to wear a Woody costume. I don't remember if it was on the air or if I'm
or a dream Justin had.
All right.
Tim Ear doesn't tweet a lot.
These are just some Tim facts.
Some Tim facts.
Some Tim bits.
You know what? Now I'm looking through his history. It's more than I thought. His most recent tweet is RIP Greg Jacobs, aka Humpty Hump. So he's got his thumb on the pulse. Of course he does. He's Tim Ear.
I would love to. So here's the tip.
You're wondering the question.
Yeah.
I can tell already. But I clicked away from the page to look for more Tim Ear nugs. Mm-hmm. So now I gotta go all the way back to the question. Tim Bits. Fuck! Obviously Tim Bits.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that makes me angry.
Sorry.
Whenever I walk outside on a windy day, Tim Ear, walk outside on a windy day, particularly in the pollen-filled days of spring and summer, my eyes water. Other people walk by, obviously think I'm crying. One older woman, who was clearly moved by what she perceived as an emotionally distraught passerby, actually went so far as to produce a handkerchief from her purse and wipe my tears. I've given serious consideration to wearing a sign around my neck or perhaps a t-shirt with the emblazoned message, I'm not crying. And that's from Tim, I'm not crying, Ear.
It's Tim.
I know he's not afraid of emotion.
No.
He's Tim.
The only thing Tim is afraid of is lying to the people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen him. Mm-hmm. I've seen him talk about stuff on the news, and he'll be like, "And the Huntington Highlanders came back to win it, fucking by a touchdown, and
they won it for all of us.
And they won it for all of us, and they're gonna go to state."
Sounds exactly like him.
Nailed it.
We got the Marshall Thundering Herd made quite a comeback, and they won with a field goal.
It's a lot about football.
Which is weird
for a non-sports reporter that they let him. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but if you're the anchor and you really care about one a lot, they'll let you do it instead of the sports.
Well, it's nice because they don't make him do any of the sad sports stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Even the happy ones. Just the emotionally moving ones.
Yeah.
But he can be like, yes, there was a big ritual cult murder that happened in the park, whatever, whatever. But did you hear about these Huntington Highlanders and their volleyball team?
I wonder if Tim realizes that old women giving you handkerchiefs because you appear to be crying is not something that happens to us that are not TV news anchors.
Yeah, that are not specifically Huntington's own Tim Ear.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah, Tim is like, whenever I walk down the street, 8 people hand me bagels and wish me a happy day.
Pretty sure I could be walking down the street openly sobbing, not just like, I think older women would think, oh, he's probably on bath salts or something along those lines. That would probably be the vibe I specifically would
give. I will say this to lend credence to Tim's issue. If I see Tim Ear, local news anchor Tim Ear, wandering the streets sobbing to himself, in my head, I'm like, what the fuck going on in Huntington? Something really
bad.
What
does he know? Is there an asteroid headed for
right,
the River City?
Be it.
Yeah.
The man with no fear is crying. We're all doomed.
Huntington,
yeah, it would be
Huntington's
terrifying.
Green Lantern is crying. What's happening? I used to have this concern when we used to go to church as kids, and I would yawn so hard that my eyes would water. And I wasn't worried about people seeing me yawning. I was worried that they might think I was so moved by the sermon that I was crying, and they would think, did Travis do some bad shit? Did Travis
about to recommit his life to the Lord?
For
right
a
now?
Third time? I did do it a second time because I liked the attention.
Right. Well, in the first one, you were clearly faking it.
Yeah, the first one didn't take, obviously.
Right, yeah.
You know what, Tim? Here's what I would suggest. Just let this, if this happens to you again, just let people feel like they did you a solid.
Yeah, you've done
you know,
so much for them.
They rely on you. Let them feel like, oh, that was a nice thing I did. I did a good turn for Timmy, or mm-hmm. I hope he appreciated it.
And then when you do the newscast later that day, have their handkerchief hanging out of your sleeve to show that you enjoy their favor, that you are now doing the news for them that night,
oh.
Right? Like a jouster.
Mm-hmm. Who has handkerchiefs?
Old ladies.
Yeah.
And now Timir.
Yep.
And now Timir has her handkerchiefs.
I heard that in his office, he nails up the handkerchiefs one by one as they're given to him, much like Willie Mays Hayes does in the hit baseball movies,
yeah.
Major League.
Yeah. I hear he makes a necklace out of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard he pulls them out of his sleeve one by one like a clown.
And they're all tied together.
Yeah. And at the end, his underpants.
That's funny and sexy.
It's funny and sexy.
Rob
Johnson, the floor is yours.
I can continue to read Yahoo for another like 6 days.
I mean, I guess there's no reason to not, right?
Let me say this. Graham Roebuck sent in a lot of goodens and a very sweet message. Thank you, Graham Roebuck, for your service. This one's asked by Yahoo Answers user William, who asks, why is there no big fruit? Why is all fruit small enough to hold with your hand? I know we have berries and apples, but I think watermelons are the biggest fruit I know of. And you can just hold it with two hands or one if you're strong. Why is there no big fruit?
Now, listen, there's going to be some science folk out there, like your Hank Greens, your Hank's Green.
Oh, we're going in to, a TikTok
oh my God, Travis,
right now, aren't
if
we?
If you search biggest fruit, I shit you not. Searched biggest fruit, first image, Hank Green superimposed in front of a picture of a watermelon.
What is going on?
That dude, yesterday, BB asked me, how's lightning work? And I pulled up a video, and I was like, oh, okay, I don't see any of Stank Green on this. And then fucking right there at the end of the video, executive producer, Hank Green.
I feel like we're in a TikTok of his right now, and he's just like looking at the camera like
he's probably using this audio and being like,
son of a gun.
Glasses.
Oh,
or I don't know what he says normally. I have stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm Hank Green. So Hank Green is going to tell you that the problem is that the fruit gets too big, it falls off trees. Well, Hank Green, counterpoint, why don't we have bigger trees then?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hank, stronger trees. Give me some virile trees.
Trees where the branches bend down all the way down to the ground so the fruit can just sit on the ground and hang out. And then when the fruit falls up, the branches whip way up high in the air and gives a bird a scare.
Yeah.
Hey, Crank Green.
That's good.
What about pumpkins?
Yep.
Hey, Hank, did you forget about pumpkins?
Yeah, roast them.
When you gave us this answer that we imagined a few seconds ago, remember when you, Hank Green, said that?
Yeah.
Or Travis attributed that to you?
And watermelons grow on the fucking ground, Hank. So I guess
pumpkins
it's not a tree.
Pumpkins grow on the ground, Hank?
So it's not about trees, is it, fucking Hank?
Hey, teens following this guy, this is, I've revealed the curtain and you could see the wizard behind it. It's just Hank Green lying to you about fruit.
He's guessing about fruit. He forgot about fucking pumpkins.
I'm so embarrassed for him in that imaginary response that Travis attributed to him. So, that's the thing is, like, there are some fruits this big, like pumpkins.
Pumpkins is big.
Huge. You kidding me? What about durians? I've never seen one in real life.
I mean,
jackfruit's
a big boy.
Jackfruit's a big boy.
But listen.
Durian's stinky, not big.
Yeah,
sorry.
Stinky fruit.
There's a cap on it, huh? And the cap is pumpkin.
That we know. But here's the thing. I've seen some fucking big pumpkins. Not in person, mind you. But in pictures.
No, I
now,
know.
Maybe they're Photoshopped. I don't know. But, like, there's a variability in the size of the pumpkins.
You've never been, hey, Trav, have you seriously never been to the, you never been to the pumpkin festival?
No, I went, but I specifically didn't look at the big pumpkin because I was afraid. I was afraid. No.
Yeah, he'd get trapped inside of it. It's a completely legitimate fear.
But well, anything could happen. It could spontaneously, like, roll onto me. You know what I mean?
Right, and he would, yeah, you'd die. I think that the question we're really asking here is, why is most fruits so smalls?
Yeah. Because birds is small.
Birds, so wait, what?
Because birds is small. Yeah, birds got to eat the fruit and then poop
out
the
seeds. Birds don't eat fruit. Birds don't eat fruit. Birds eat worms.
Some birds do. Fruit birds.
No, birds eat worms and birds eat crackers.
Birds. That's true. Fuck, that's a good point. What about lemurs, Griffin?
Yeah, lemurs do love it.
Lemurs are like the birds of monkeys, if you think about it.
How do bananas know how big to be? I guess is
they look at the
point.
Other bananas around.
Yeah, it's all comparing. That, and that's what's so harmful is they see a lot of pictures in magazines of bananas that look a certain way.
Yeah.
And they think that's got to be.
See, now I wish my last name was Green, because sometimes I ask questions like that and I want sort of an erudite discussion about it.
You wish we hadn't gone so hard on
it. But then Travis says stuff like, the banana looks with its banana eyes at the other bananas and feels banana peer pressure to look like the other bananas.
I didn't say the banana peer pressure thing. That was Justin. I said they look around and that lets them know how big.
Well, regardless, like neither of you came at me with that good heat that like I know. I just happen to know. Oh, that's funny you asked that. I happen to know. You guys have never ever once said to me, oh, it's funny you asked that, Griffin. I know exactly.
Well, ask about something I know, Griffin. You always ask shit I don't know.
Oh,
ask
God.
Me something I know right now. Ask me something you know I know.
Is it bad that I can't think of anything?
Wow.
It's
pretty
here's
bad. There's things.
I got another
there's
question.
Wait, hold on. Griffin, you know me, right?
Yeah, but like, I don't know what you know.
Huh.
Because I feel like you sort of float through life on a little cloud.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's like
the thing in Mario Brothers.
Trav, what's the big, what, when you start blacksmithing, what's some of the early stuff that you'll learn? What are some of the first skills?
Oh, thank you so much, Justin. You will learn
Travis,
how to
you should say,
good.
Travis,
that, no, that's a shh.
No, I just, Travis, just to take oh, that yeah, again. It's funny you asked that.
It's funny you asked that. Hey, teens, it's me, Travis McRoy, your favorite brother. Blacksmithing, huh? Well, that reminds me, you got a taper. I mean,
you don't even, it's the energy is so off.
I'm trying to match Hank Green's energy.
He doesn't go, it's, oh, you want to know about the biggest fruit?
Well, okay, to be fair, in that specific video, John Green is choking him out.
That does happen a lot. I will say this about those two. I wish they didn't fight as much, like physically fight.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. Like, Hank Green will be doing a video about, like, you know, I don't know, like, why tornadoes happen. And suddenly, John Green will just karate chop
run
him
into
the
Adam and
apple.
Just fucking spear him into his computer and break it.
I saw John Green speed bag Hank Green's butt once. hard.
Yeah. But, like, you know what? Fucking glass houses.
Yeah, that's true.
We speed bagged each other's butts on camera before.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Because we're brother. We're rascal boys.
Yeah, and boys punch butts.
Boys, rascal boys punch each other's butts.
Yeah, those little rascals love punching butts.
Just want to slide in here real quick. Sorry, past us for interrupting, but we did want to take a second to
talk. I'm not sorry.
Talk to you about the Maximum Fun Drive. We do it once a year, just for this little bit of time. And this is the time of the year where you get to stand up and say, hey, I like this. That's what joining the Maximum Fun Network really is. It's a way of planting your flag, of casting your vote, whatever metaphor you want to use, but saying like, hey, I want this to keep happening. You can pledge just $5 a month and or more, 10, 20, whatever you could spare, whatever the show means to you. I don't know what it means to you, but if it means something to you, we really could use the support at MaximumFun.org/join. The vast majority of your donation goes to the shows that you listen to, and a portion of it goes to Maximum Fun to, you know, pay for the organizing the network and doing stuff like this and lining up advertisers and all kinds of great stuff that Maximum Fun does. So we treasure every buck we can get, and we really do put it to good use.
And not only that, you get rewarded for that support. And not just like that warm, fuzzy feeling you get in our heart, though that is pretty great. I love a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart, unless it means I'm having a heart attack, at which point now I am concerned. But for the $5 support level, you're going to get access to over 200 hours of bonus content, including like every past Max Fun Drive bonus, every like Max Fun Day bonus, everything. There's so much there, including new content for this year. And I loved the episodes we recorded. We did like a bit switch around, a segment switch around. There's stuff from Sawbones and Wonderful and Schmanners and Adventure Zone, everything. Now, for $10, you're going to get your choice of an enamel pin. There's, I think, 38 show-specific pins to choose from and the bonus content. For $20, you get the enamel pin, you get the bonus content, and there's this really, really cute tea kit to give you a little tea break in there. There's all kinds of stuff, folks. And I want you to check it out, all right? Because you're great and you deserve the support. Well, you deserve the reward. You get what I'm saying. And it helps us out. It helps you out. It keeps our show going. And we really appreciate it. And, you know, we also know that not everybody is able to support. And that's fine, too. You can still do your part by sharing that link, MaximumFun.org/join, telling people about the fact that Max Fun Drive is going on, why the shows matter to you, all of that stuff.
So please, if you can, MaximumFun.org/join. And with that said, let's get back to the show.
Speaking of Max Fun Drive, perhaps we should reach for the stars.
Wow, so you're doing a lot of hits today.
Well, I just wanted to make it feel special. It's our first Max Fun Drive episode, and I wanted to bring I wanted to bring the two of my bits that people seem to like.
Please, okay.
What's that,
go
Justin?
Ahead, Travis. No, I didn't. I wasn't going to editorialize in any way. I just want to hear the segment.
Okay, so I will read some reviews left with a certain amount of stars. These are all 4- and 5-star comments.
Oh, wow.
On a product on Amazon. Yes. I will read you those comments, and you guys are going to try to guess what that product is. First comment. Wow, it works. Did a good job cleaning out the gunk and earwax.
Is it one of those earwax cleaners outers? Like one of the things, it's got a little camera on it. I see them. I get Facebook ads all the time where it's like, hey, you dirty fuck. Check out this big, nasty glob you can pull out of your human head.
Man, Facebook has you pegged, huh?
Yeah, it does. It knows that, like, number. That stuff. Yeah.
Saw you coming a mile away. All right, Justin, guess?
No.
Okay. Second comment.
Wait, was that not the answer?
No, that was not the answer, Griffin. Oh, okay. If that was it, do you think that I would be like, guess the product? Anyways, it's a thing that cleans out ears. No, come on.
Yeah, okay.
The best thing to clean out ears is caps of Bic pens, but I'm assuming it's not Bic pens.
That is visceral, what you just said.
My wife's a doctor. I can't be wrong.
Okay. Used today on a 2-mile swim. Works great and forms to my ears. Keeps water out and dries to use multiple times. Kids, don't try this at home. Only adults can stick things in their ears.
Is it a wax product? Is it wax, some sort of ear wax that you use to protect from swimmer's ear?
Incorrect.
I'm starting to think that people are not using this object.
This is like an off-label usage.
Yeah, it's like phloem or some shit.
Okay.
Where you know how you can smoke phloem?
Yeah.
And get incredibly high?
And then you run down the street sobbing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I burst my eardrum back in March, and my ENT recommended this, of all things, to use as an earplug because it uses stickiness to stay in as opposed to having to be shoved down into the ear canal. This was a great bang for my buck.
Oh my God. Is it like Silly Putty?
It is Silly Putty, Justin. Oh, no.
God almighty. So phloem wasn't even that far off.
Holy shit. Really?
It was Silly Putty pack of 6, Justin.
This is a weird reach for the stars where I actually come out a little smarter than I went in. Because this is a whole world that I did not understand, I don't know about. I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? Silly Putty wasn't invented to be Silly Putty, you know what I mean? So why wouldn't it be an earplug thing?
Now,
so it's just a guy trying to make fake rubber. Made Silly Putty, and he also made a great earplug thing.
Here, there are 4 more quick comments here that I had one. First one, received on time, and they are a crowd pleaser. And that makes me think that perhaps for future live shows, Instead of telling jokes, just fucking hand out some silly putty.
It makes me think that the crowd you hang out with sucks.
These three comments, these were reviews left by three different people. And I at three different times. I cannot stress this enough. I'm going to read all three of them. It really is silly putty. It's putty. It's silly.
Yeah.
Silly putty it is.
Yeah, it's right there.
That last one's okay. Silly putty it is.
Trav, you should have read us one of those ones because it would be easier to...
Yeah, but I thought that might give it away.
Yeah. Was that the only one?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I like that. Travis, that was your best reach for the stars yet, I would say.
Yeah. Got it.
Well, you don't have to sound so like pervert about
nailed
it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, okay.
I fixed it. Reach for the stars. Hey, everybody. We don't... I wouldn't normally highlight this, but halfway through the episode, we had to take a break and then pick it back up the next day. And now I'm having my coffee and the sun is shining. And I'm wondering, and I want us to really think about it. Did we go too hard on Hank Green?
Yeah.
In the light of day, I feel like I think I called him Spank Green.
There was definitely Crank Green was in there. Stank Green.
Crank Green is libelous. And I feel fucking like he's been nothing but very kind to us.
Just like he's always been so nice to us. And like we've worked with him on stuff
a lot. Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff.
And like I've texted him as a human being.
No, yeah, he's a pal.
Just about our lives.
He's a good friend.
He's a good person. And I don't know why I called him Crank Green.
Yeah, we went really hard.
Spank Green. I think
part of it is because he had YouTube and he took TikTok.
I think
I'm being honest about it now in the harsh light of day, he did have YouTube already, then he took TikTok,
and it doesn't seem right. He did try to come, he and John tried to come for Brother Podcasts, which did feel a little, you know what, now I'm actually coming back around the other side.
Yeah, because then
he and his wife then also tried to do like married couple like podcasts, and that's also kind of our thing.
Just like Crank.
That is a real crank move.
It's a real crank move.
Yeah. Real crank move, Crank. Okay. Okay, I'm back around.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad we left him right in his place. What do you want, another question?
Yes.
Yeah, my morning brain is ready for a question.
Yeah, this is a new day. Like, we are now imbued with the knowledge of what happened yesterday, and spoiler, it's pretty similar to the 300-plus days before it, but...
It all becomes a blur.
Did have some new releases of The Circle on Netflix.
Oh, I gotta go. Hey, can we take another break and come back then in, like, an hour so I can watch?
Yeah, I guess so.
Go to question three, Jamie.
Computer, execute question three.
I don't normally work that way, where it's sort of like, you call the shots and
I know, but it's a new day. It's a new day.
Okay. My roommate works at Harris Teeter. Oh, man, I love a Harris Teeter.
Oh, yeah.
I do not know what this fucking name is.
Griff, you got to get down to the beach with this man, Harris Teeter, down there.
Oh, they got everything.
Oh, boy, I love a Harris Teeter.
Okay.
My roommate works at Harris Teeter, and about a month, man, I hope Harris Teeter. Every time I express affection for something, I'm so ready for somebody to be like, actually, they put pigeons in a furnace every morning to start the electricity.
That's life,
something,
man.
It's just about a month ago. Okay, so my roommate works at Harris Teeter about a month ago. Who shows up at her 8 a.m. shift but Bill Murray himself?
I'm guessing they mean of stage and screen and not Huntington's own Bill Murray mentioned earlier in this
so
episode.
Wild Correct. That we didn't talk about other Bill Murray, now Kentucky's own.
Right.
Kentucky expat.
This is Hollywood's Bill Murray.
As he's known, the other Bill Murray.
Garfield. Struck up a casual conversation with her and asked if she went to a school nearby. After confirming that yes, she does, and she lives on campus, he asked if she had a car to drive to work. Unfortunately, we're college students who spend the majority of our income on Totino's Pizza Rolls TM, and so she always walks. As he finishes ringing up her groceries, he pulls out his wallet and hands my roommate a $50 bill. He tells her to put it towards a bike fund. She did not buy a bike. Instead, a week later, we used Bill Murray's hard-earned money to buy a kitten. He was on sale. In our defense, he does not have a tail.
Okay.
Why is that a defense?
What you're trying to ask us.
I see. The prosecution rests.
What should my roommate do if Bill Murray comes back and asks about the bike? So sorry if you hear this, Bill. Now, this is interesting, isn't it?
Because
here's the sequence. Bill Murray said, hello, do you have a car? And
I'm hoping said, not that directly, because that does feel like a setup for something.
Hello, do you have a car? And the person said, no, I take a bike. And sorry, the person said, no, I walk. And Bill Murray said, here's $50, buy a bike. It's like, well, why don't I, if I'm starting to fund anyway, if I'm being aspirational, why not go and put this towards, you know, a car fund or maybe perhaps even a Vespa fund?
Well, I think Bill wants to feel like he's made a significant contribution to your transit fund, right? And $50 towards car is not as impressive as $50 towards bike.
Yeah, to scale that back, let's see, how much is the car? You could get a used car for like $5,000, right? So $50,000.
You could get a fucking great used car for $5,000.
Well, that's what I mean. I'll rely
on Craigslist. You can probably find one for free if you're willing to get in the carburetor a little bit, get elbow deep. Hey, what Bill Murray should have said was, here's $50, buy yourself a really nice bottle of wine. Oh, doesn't that seem more charitable now? Doesn't that seem nicer?
The way you said it and buying someone wine is a little creepy. A bike
But it's Bill Murray. He defies that. Like,
defines that.
It defines that. It's enough of a cultural legacy.
Hey, kid, buy yourself a bike, though, feels like a cool move.
Fucking cool.
Hey, man, get yourself a bike. But actually, I guess what he was doing was, hey, here's like 10% of a bike.
I love $50. I love $50. $50.
Who's on that
one? Highlighted before that's
good
AAA video game.
That's awesome. Well, it's up to 70 now in this fucking generation. Like, you want me to spend $70?
Like Cash Bandicoot.
Yeah. More like Ratchet.
You motherfucker!
Got it. More like Ratchet and Crank.
Green.
Anyway, $50. I love it. But if Bill Murray gave you $50, isn't there a part of you that's like, I want to frame this. This is my Bill Murray $50.
Well, that's the thing, right? Though. Is a part of a bike, that's fine. But Bill Murray paid for this cat? That's way better.
Very good.
And excuse me, question asker. How in the fuck are you going to tell us you got a cat and not tell us what the name of it is?
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't relate to Bill Murray in some way.
Bill Purry.
Sorry, Bill Purry.
Did
you have a little lag, Justin? Because I did say it first.
I'm sitting here. I do not know which one of you said it first because of internet latency. But I also want to say that there's probably a whole Garfield vector that you guys completely did not want to explore.
And this is also one of those moments where I feel like I just want to rattle off anyone I can think of so nobody tweets later, like, I can't believe you guys didn't say, like, Bill Purry.
Bill Purry's the one. I mean, Bill Purry's, like, so it's predetermined, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's that good.
You know, it's a dope name for this cat that Bill Murray paid for is you call him Lorenzo Music's Garfield.
That's Lorenzo Music is one of the great names.
Yeah, really, it's really is. Powerful.
Hey,
I had a follow up. When do cats go on sale? I guess if it is
when they lose their tail and they're 10% off.
I guess so. Is that what happened?
No. I mean, if a cat loses its tail, that cat is 10% off.
This is what I'm saying.
So it doesn't make sense that you would have a value deal.
Mm. Hey, did you know that Carla Music from Bon Appetit is Lorenzo Music's daughter in law? Crazy, huh? Thanks, Wikipedia.
That is.
Now, Griffin, did you hop on Wikipedia real quick to see if Lorenzo Music was incredibly problematic?
No, I just wanted to see some cool pictures of Lorenzo Music.
Okay.
And I did, and I achieved my goal. And I
How often do you guys confuse Lorenzo Music with Lorenzo Lamas?
Probably never. It's probably never
really?
Happened.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Hey, it's us again, your old buddies. Your old begging buddies.
Oh, boy.
Justin Travis coming to you hat in hand saying, hey, are you enjoying this? Is this good? Do you like it?
Not Griffin. Like Griffin's this? Too proud.
Too proud and too busy caring for an infant. That's another thing, folks. You know, these babies don't feed themselves.
Not yet. Eventually, when they get older, they will.
They will. But they need you to spring into action to buy all the different baby. It's been too long since I've had a baby. You know, babies.
Hey, no, but for real, listen. Jokes, leave the room. Get out of here, jokes.
Get out of here, jokes.
Over the years, your support has allowed us to do things like focus more on merch, right? If you've noticed that we've had more and more merch, it's because we were able to, like, work with designers and spend more time focused on that. If you've noticed, like, the shows have been sounding a little bit better, maybe a lot of bit better. We've been able to hire an editor because of your support. There's just things throughout where we've been able to kind of make the shows better, make them more of a focus for us, make sure we don't miss episodes when we can, all of that stuff, tour when we are able to. All of those things are because of the support you've shown us over the years. There is a direct improvement. Just listen. Well, don't listen to the first 100 episodes, but the audio quality from then to now is because your support has allowed us to get better and better equipment. And it's just all of those things. You know, the world can be tough sometimes, and sometimes you wake up and you think, I don't want to be funny today. I don't want to be creative today. But then we know you're all out there depending on us to make these shows. You're supporting us and we're doing it. You know, we're making these shows for you because you matter to us just like we hope we matter to you.
Well, that's beautiful, Travis. And that's a beautiful sentiment. Also, you're going to get gifts.
Yeah, that too.
You know, $5 a month, you get $200 of bonus content. Wild stuff. Wild stuff. We did a mix-up bit thing where we all did each other's. It's wild.
There's video stuff in there, too. It's all over the place.
There's video stuff in there. There's, you know, if you can do $10 a month, you get all that bonus content plus an enamel pin. So cool. Pitch any show you want. Any Max Fun show you want. Whatever. They don't care. I'll make a pin out of anything these days. Take a Minute Tea Kit. That's at $20 a month. The Diamond Friendship Circle. And that's a great way to relax, unwind, get a little bit of tea and a pin and the bonus content. I know that it's not like you're not buying these things. Remember, this is just our way of saying thank you, because what you're really getting is the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting stuff you like and putting good stuff, I think, good stuff out in the world. So thank you so much. MaximumFun.org/join. If you've never joined before and you're able to do it now, we really would appreciate it. And I don't like doing this. I don't think anybody
likes
this.
I kind of do.
Okay, well,
that's fine. Yeah, it just gives me a moment to talk to the people directly. I do want to say just like two more things. One, if you're already supporting Max Fun, maybe this is the year you consider increasing that support. Maybe you've listened to more shows. Maybe you found that our shows are holding a more important place in your heart and you want to reflect that in your support. You can do that too. You can upgrade your support level. Or if you want to give a little bit more, but you're not ready to move up to the next level yet, we totally get that too. You can do that as well at MaximumFun.org/join. But the last thing I want to say is, if you think this sounds great, if you want to do it now. It's so easy to think about it, and then like 20 minutes from now, it's completely out of your head, and then pretty soon the drive is over and you miss your chance to get these rewards, right? So if you're thinking about it right now, MaximumFun.org/join.
Justin, did you have a transition?
I want a munch
squad.
I want to munch
squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast, profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating.
Sounded for a second there like you said profiling.
It did sound like that, and I like
whoa,
it.
Whoa, that's good, actually. Let's use that.
All right.
That'll be the name of our procedural like show. Like they're the profilers.
Profilers.
Three brothers that can kind of figure out why someone would do something.
I almost feel Griffin, did you listen to the last episode?
Did I listen? No, I didn't. I haven't listened to it yet.
You just completely missed the fact that the Noid's back.
The Noid is
back.
In what sense is the Noid back?
Well, Griffin, I'm so glad Gene was there for this moment, because Gene is an important person to me and a wonderful person. I am also heartbroken that you were not there for the news story that the fucking just the noise is back.
I can sum it up real quick, though, Griffin.
Yeah.
There's a new computer car that delivers pizzas.
The noise is back. He's fighting robots.
And the Noid is fighting the robot car that delivers pizza.
Yeah, the Noid is fighting robots. Pizza delivery robots. And he's back and he's doing it. I got a Noid shirt. It's not big.
Did you?
I did it. Got it in the mail. It was very quick delivery.
I love my new son, but the fact that he kept me from this exciting announcement.
That's not even what we're, because we've already actually did all the jokes about it.
Oh,
and Gene actually came up with like better ones probably.
Yeah.
Than you may have. But I just want to give you a quick CBD update. Wings Over, which is the name of a place, has a new CBD-infused menu for 420. Oops, missed it. But this new flavor is sticking around. It's garlic parm with CBD.
Why?
Garlic parm, like chicken wings?
Well, it's a garlic parm sauce that you can put on wings, tenders, and tots.
But it also...
And it's CBD.
It also...
It's CBD garlic parm.
Will get you mondo fucked up, dude. It won't.
But why? But why? Because CBD and Parmesan tots, I guess?
Yeah, but at a certain point, like if someone said, here's some Parmesan sauce, and I crushed up some ibuprofen in it, like...
when it doesn't make any sense to
I wouldn't want that either.
What a delivery vehicle. This is headache destroying buffalo barbecue.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's just that some things don't need to go in things.
This new Game Boy brushes your teeth while you play it. Like, I don't need that.
If you eat a little bit of your Honda Accord's tires, it's also Claritin.
What? Why?
So that's good.
But why?
If your allergies are bothering you, just get out there and gnaw on your tires. That's not even what we're fucking talking about, because that is not the news right now. The news right now in the world of QSR is everybody's plant-based. You guys heard about this?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Everybody's plant-based now.
You mean like a salad or like a tomato?
No, sir. This is plant-based Taco Bell. So you know that this is the end point of the whole trend. Wow. Taco Bell is testing a proprietary, boldly seasoned plant-based protein meat, the Cravetarian Taco. It says here in parentheses, sounds like vegetarian.
Now listen, there's probably somebody
in the executive board who read that word and thought it said Cravetrain, and they needed a minute. They needed a helper. They needed a special helper to help them.
Like the original Crunchy Taco Supreme, this take features shredded cheddar cheese, crisp lettuce, diced tomatoes, and reduced fat sour cream served in a crunchy corn shell. Thank you, by the way, for reducing the fat in the sour cream. I have a big spring in my step now. Mm-hmm. Except now fans can experience Taco Bell's beloved taco in vegetarian form. The Cravetarian Taco is currently testing at only one Taco Bell location.
Oh, wow.
That's at 14042 Red Hill Avenue, Tustin, California, until 29th.
Big market.
Big market. Why would you put out a press release to say that if you go to this one bizarre-ass Taco Bell in a Californian city, they'll serve you a vegetarian taco? Like, that's... Why? Why does everybody need to know that?
Well, Justin, they put out press releases when they opened that new Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disneyland, and there's only one of those, yeah.
That's a good point.
That's almost a good point. It's like glances off being a good point.
And I would also wager that this proprietary Taco Bell Turbo Fake Beef is going to send you on a roller coaster ride of a different kind.
Hi, I'm Turbo Fake Beef, the newest American Gladiator.
This is going to set a fucking land speed record cruising through your guts. It's going to make a new tube in between your intestines. So it's just like a straight shot.
There's the chutes and ladders of fake beef.
It's going to make a gut channel.
Just fucking blow right to your butt.
The Cravetarian Taco is just one output of Taco Bell's innovation team, as they've been busy making good on the brand's continued commitment to provide vegetarian options in 2021. If you're keeping track so far, that includes one vegetarian taco in California. So it's going pretty good for May,
yeah.
I guess.
Hey, you guys are still working on that, right?
Oh, yeah. One taco in... It's in Tustin?
Did you just make up a name? No, I'm sure it is.
No, it's...
Because your name is...
Tustin.
Your name's Dustin, and I think you just said... Your own name.
The term Cravetarian, it feels compelled to outline here, is inspired by all of Taco Bell's craveable options.
Yeah.
and it emphasizes how no one should have to sacrifice bold flavors for their lifestyle.
It's okay. It's fun to see the marketing person get their hand on the ball who came up with that term. Like, tell them how I thought of it. Hey, tell them how I thought of Crave. No, I think they'll get it. I think it's right there. No, but tell them, because I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever done. You have three kids, Doug.
This is my fourth kid, the Cravetarian Taco. The Cravetrain. You know what? You actually said Cravetrain, and I think I like that better. So we're gonna
is it too late to? Ah, damn it.
So that is huge news if you are near Tustin.
Mm-hmm.
Then mail us one.
Guys, can I get... Is there time for one... Is there time for one more very brief?
Yeah. There's always time.
Del Taco created a Mexican pizza ghosted support hotline.
Wait.
For the past several years, the concept of ghosting,
uh-huh,
when someone cuts off all communication without explanation, thank you so much, has become an everyday phenomenon. Not so much an everyday phenomenon, I might editorialize, that they don't have to parenthetically describe what the term means, mm-hmm, in the press release. But no, trust us, it's an everyday phenomenon. More than a year ago, a certain tostada-like menu item, described as a Mexican pizza, disappeared from a major Mexican fast food chain.
Oh,
and fans took to social media and other... Do you see what's happening,
yep,
here? And other online platforms en masse to air their grievances.
Uno mas.
If they're airing their grievances about the Mexican pizza, I assume it is in the form of farts, their request went unanswered, leaving hundreds of thousands of consumers hangry, sad, and ghosted.
Okay. And so now a year later,
Del Taco Restaurants, with breakneck speed, is offering emotional and culinary support to all those disappointed fans via a Mexican pizza ghosted support hotline at 1-877-3-GHOSTED. Fans can call the line 24/7.
Wow.
That persistent availability, I assume, is very important, because you never know when the grief of the Mexican pizza will hit you. You can call 24/7 to receive guidance, inspiration, and a resolution for being wronged in the form of an exclusive promo code for a buy one crunch tata, get one free from Del Taco through May 20th.
Can I just say... You have been bringing to us these month's cards for quite a while. And, like, sometimes I think, like, this is the most, like, throw it at the wall and see what sticks. And then something else comes along. And then something else comes along. And I'm now hesitant to say it, but this feels like, just conceptually, perhaps, in many ways, the wildest one. Right. Like, and I think it's the time frame. I think it's, yes, the idea. I think
it's like when somebody like slams you and then like later that night you're brushing your teeth and you think of a really good retort. Only in this case, the slam wasn't against you, wasn't a slam. And your resort, your retort is to come up with a emotional support hotline for the people who feel slighted by the slam.
It is as if a kid said to another kid, like, you look dumb today.
Yeah.
And you, a third party, unrelated to the scenario, 9 months later, went to the insulted kid and said, hey, do you need to talk about that?
Let's
and
talk.
They went, I don't fucking remember what you're talking about.
So you would think that Del Taco would be like, so we're doing Mexican pizza.
Right.
Fuck you. But Del Taco doesn't, I guess they don't have the guts, because they do have this thing that's called a crunchtada. That's like, you know, a round shell. It looks like the Taco Bell Mexican pizza. Mexican pizza is not an existing in the
right
world. It's an invention of Taco Bell. So they don't call it the Mexican pizza. What they're saying is like, we have something sort of like the Mexican pizza. Do you want to call this 1-800 number about it?
Yeah.
Because then we can make the connection in your head that these two things are sort of the same thing. You can come to Del Taco. Tim Hackbart, you guys know him. He's the CMO over there at Del Taco.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Del Taco is more than happy to fill the Mexican pizza void and meet the obvious pinup consumer demand. However, instead of just meeting expectations with a single crunch tata, we went further by offering a variety that'll appeal to vegetarian. Do you mean Cravetarian?
Thank you. And by that, do you mean Cravetrains?
If you are a vegetarian and you describe yourself as anything other than a cravetarian, you're not living. Beef and chicken fans.
I think of myself as a chicken fan.
All three Crunchtadas highlight our quick service restaurant plus positioning with quality ingredients like our fresh house-made guacamole, fresh from scratch slow-cooked beans, and signature queso blanco, while offering guests best-in-class value for the money on top of a large 6.5-inch freshly fried tortilla.
So it's like a Mexican pizza?
So what it is a Mexican pizza.
Well, no, here's what happened, is that they wanted to get into the Mexican pizza game, by which I mean the fucking tostada game, which is the tostadas, which is tostadas. But they can't, but they know if they just call it tostadas, people aren't going to know that
instantly,
there are certain people, I should say, that aren't going to know they're talking about Taco Bell's amazing Mexican pizzas. And so this is their way of kind of having their Mexican pizza and calling it a tostada and then also eating it too. And you've got to do something. I admire
it. And also
it.
Not calling it a tostada still. The belligerence on display here is like, no one would ever know what a tostada is. Yeah. We have to call it a Crunchtada so they want to eat it.
Now, have you called the number yet? Because I have it loaded up on my phone. I just want to know. It's definitely...
Wait. Can you... You know me, though. I can connect
to Bluetooth. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We could get a call going right here.
I mean, I know for sure it's going to be a robot or an answering machine.
I better be. Oh, God.
But I don't think I could actually handle if it's a real...
If nothing else, just the idea of a human being have to be on call 24/7 for that number.
24/7. Oh. Yeah, the 24/7 thing does make me think that it'll be recording. But hey, we can treat ourselves. Give me 1 second. Okay, here's that. Okay, so we called and it was a real human being, and that it was not a conversation. It was just someone telling us about a Del Taco promotion. So we spared you the very lengthy script that was read to us.
Hey, and let's spare them too, because we said like what the number is. The number is there in the press release. You can find it even if you didn't catch it. We said, don't call it. A human being will have to talk to
you. But what if you're creating, what if by calling you're being a job creator? I don't actually know the morality of this thing. I'm moving on.
Do you guys want a quick Yahoo real quick?
Yeah, slide one in there.
All right, it's a
lay it on me.
Yeah,
man.
It's another Graham Roebuck joint. Thanks, Graham. It's a question mark Yahoo Answers user question mark. I'll call them Dell. Asks, canned BLT? Hi, y'all. I've recently started reading a book about the ways of preservation through canning. It seems like you can meat and cheeses and vegetables, but almost everything? It is possible, then, for me to try and can a BLT? Just a thought. Here's my idea. Toast the bread. Add the mayo. Add the tomato. But add lots of salt to help with preserving. Add the bacon, then the lettuce, then put it all on the bread. Then I can put it in a can and vacuum all the air out so the bacteria can't breathe. Then I put the lid on and boil the jar. Will this work, or will the mayo make the bread soggy over time? Thanks. I'm new to canning, but I want to become a master.
I think... Boy.
If you put it in a jar, uh-huh. and you vacuum all the air out so the bacteria can't breathe, does that kind of stasis lock? There's a sort of osmosis I'm worried about of mayo encroaching into the breadlands.
Mayo and tomato. Let's be honest, tomato's very
a very wet customer. Vegetable. Yeah.
Could you dehydrate both the tomato and the mayonnaise?
Oh, that's fun.
And then rehydrate them with some sort of eyedropper later in the process.
I mean, there are canned hamburgers.
Yeah, yeah.
This is known.
But canned burgers?
Can we make those with the technology of our homes? Do you know what I mean? Like,
Here's they specifically asked about a BLT.
Yeah.
Right? Here would be my issue.
Okay.
When McDonald's launched the McDLT.
Yeah.
They were so flummoxed by the perfect BLT experience that they created a 2-prong styrofoam container in a real fuck you to Mama Nature.
Right.
Which kept the hot side, as Jason Alexander told us in that famous ad, it kept the hot side hot and kept the cool side cool.
Yeah.
So McDonald's, in their infinite wisdom, could not master this technology. Certainly. Certainly us at home.
It's well beyond
in
our
can?
Yeah, no thanks.
Well, are going to be able to preserve
I
it.
I think the problem is that it gives you too much time to think about the BLT itself, which as a functional sandwich is great.
Okay.
No, but I mean, like, you, they're quick, right? Bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, quick and easy, right? It is a functional sandwich. But as far as, like, there's no bells and whistles in a BLT. There's nothing. It's not going to change the world, a BLT. It's not revolutionary. So I'm saying you're going to a lot of work to preserve a BLT. I'm just saying I think that there are better, more interesting options that one could do and be excited later in the apocalypse to find, you know, your canned croque monsieur, right?
The BLT like, is a bullshit sandwich. You can't take a club sandwich. You can't take a club sandwich and take one of the components off of it and then call it a different, even more desirable sandwich. It can't happen like that. The BLT, it's disgusting. Those three ingredients
aren't
enough.
I was trying to
enough.
Dance around that, Griffin. I didn't want the BLT.
But I've been
lobbyist.
Dancing around it for too fucking long. Like you can't just give something a name and then it's a real sandwich. Bacon isn't enough to be the star of a sandwich show. Like, it just isn't. It's a friend that helps
us. Sorry, Griffin, can you say that very pleasing sentence again?
Bacon isn't enough to be the star of the sandwich show?
Thank you.
Now, let's talk, but here's the thing. You can a BLT, right?
Because you can.
Can.
I really don't like doing this show some days. I even forget what I was going to. Oh yeah. If we tweak a little bit our definition of the word preservation, I think that the answer to this can be a firm yes. Can you a BLT? Yes, you sure. Yes, absolutely. And it will be in there and stuff's going to happen to it, and when you open it later, something will be there. Do you know what I mean? Maybe not in the original sort
You're talking more of like a time capsule scenario.
Yeah, the matter itself is preserved. The flavor and texture, maybe not. It'll be different texturally and flavorly, and not in a great way, I bet. But
no,
it'll still
you might
be
have
there.
Begun a new society in there.
Right, yeah. There might be a little fucking Whoville down there, a little tiny mayor talking to you. Who knows?
The mayo.
Oh, Travis, you're on fire, baby.
Thank yeah, you. Baby.
But you know what that means? It's time to wrap up.
Yep.
once Travis gets too hot, we got to go out so he's on top.
Yeah, can't use it all up. Leave him wanting more. Let's go.
All right. That is going to do it for us. Thank you so much. Again, one last time, MaximumFun.org/join. Please, 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 we really could use the help, please.
Oh, boy.
Please help us out. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate you. Thank you for all your support over the years. You're the absolute best.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. And it's a good track, and coming to Sam Goody's this summer.
Goody's got it,
baby. Suncoast does not, which is
no,
weird.
No. Just real quick, we talk a lot about the bonus content. I think we mentioned it already, but in case we didn't, the bonus My Brother and Me this year is us trading different bits and doing each other's segments. And I just want to talk real quick about the Adventure Zone bonus episode. If you like the Adventure Zone, it is Justin DMing a world of his 6-year-old daughter Charlie's creation. It is horrifying.
It's horrifying, and it is also, I don't know, I've been ruminating on it. It feels to me like a pilot for a bigger thing. Like
the Charlie versus
like
kids
weave the darndest like
tales. Yes,
nightmare tales. Yeah, but yeah, that's it. Hey, I have a final Yahoo here, and it may actually, because this website will become unavailable before we record again. This may be the final Yahoo.
Oh boy, the pressure.
And I don't hate it. I don't hate that this is it because it is another Graham Roebuck. Thank you, Graham, closing it out with a hat trick. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Griffin. It was me the whole time.
Wow.
Asks, milk in SodaStream. Does it work or is it a fairy tale?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. So long, you beautiful beast. Off.
This has been my brother, me, kiss your dad, screw on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.